You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
No, you never know what the world is going to show you. It ain't up to you. You always think it's going to happen to another person, and it's never, ever going to happen to you. You got your friends, you got your money, got your family,
my good friend,
got your
Michael
money.
Fronte.
You got a million days.
Is your
when
artist
the
of the day.
Comes along and it knocks you right down to the ground, and that's why I say that everybody ought to hug somebody.
All right, there are a lot of wheels in motion today. Let me just try, if I can, to make some semblance out of this. What? Who is that? Is that God? God, is that you, sir?
That's your conscience.
Okay. Hello? Marijuana. The Attorney General of the United States has just been fired. Jeff Sessions is out. The Deputy Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has been summoned to the White House. Now, they're saying this was a pre-planned meeting.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
That's what I just said.
No, you said Deputy AG Jeff Sessions.
Sorry, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, I beg your pardon, has just arrived at the White House. This is being billed as a previously scheduled meeting. I find that very hard to believe. BuzzFeed is now reporting that Kobach for Attorney General is likely. Chris Kobach for Attorney General is now likely. That's according to a reporter.
Really?
A reporter from BuzzFeed.
I keep going back to the confirmation process. I find it very hard to believe he would be confirmed.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so your state that you're from said no. Yeah, come over here to the White House.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go, your own state doesn't like you.
But he is a single issue, well, actually, he's two issues type of candidate. And so
he's also a Trump loyalist.
He is completely loyal. He will push.
Which, by the way, I would remind you, so is Jeff Sessions.
He will push all of the immigration stuff that Trump wants him to push.
Which Jeff Sessions did.
You know, to me, he can't get far enough away from Kansas. I find it very hard to believe he would be confirmed, but we'll see.
Okay.
You know, he lives in Lawrence?
Well, he claims to live in Lecompton. He used to be an Overland Park City Councilman. I think he lives in Lawrence because he doesn't want to live in Topeka. Would you? Oh, wait, you did. Now, let me address the marijuana thing very quickly. Okay. Because this came up last hour, and you were pointing out about pharmaceuticals and Rod was talking about big pharma and the money, and that's why lawmakers don't do anything, you know, to really lower the drug prices. And then you mentioned medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And, of course, it passed on the ballot overwhelmingly yesterday in Missouri. How has medical marijuana and legalized marijuana been approved in these United States? Almost exclusively, it has been voter petition.
Correct.
The people who you hire, and if you hire them, presumably
they work for you.
You are the boss, are so in the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies that they will turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to anything that suggests that CBD oil might make you feel better. That medical, and by the way, with no side effects, with no addiction, with a relatively low cost. They'll turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to the idea that maybe if we let a 10-year-old kid that has 100 seizures a day have a little bit of non-THC medical marijuana, the seizures will stop. Why? Because they're in the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. So what the American people have done, and may God bless them, has said, screw you, we've had enough. We'll pass it ourselves. And I'm guaranteeing you this. The only people that don't want you to pass medical marijuana initiatives in any state like Missouri did yesterday.
It's the pharmaceutical
reps. Are the pharmaceutical reps and your congressman. Because when you pass it, the money dries up.
So there have been a string of comments all day and questions regarding what this proposition means. When can I have it? When can I buy it? When can I grow it? One of the biggest questions, Scott, if I live in Missouri, follow me here, live in Missouri, but my physician is in Kansas, can she prescribe it to me?
I don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer to that. My guess is no. That's my guess.
Kelly can prescribe medicine. You want me to ask her?
Ask her, in Kansas, can they prescribe for medical?
I'll just say, can you prescribe medicinal marijuana for somebody who lives in Missouri? Or for that matter, can you prescribe medicinal marijuana if they're going to fill the order in Missouri?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take some calls. Jess in Lawrence. Hello, Jess.
Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, go ahead.
You're doing well. Thank you, man.
All right. Well, I got three things. One, I was just rolling, listening to the train wreck of Trump's press conference, and I did vote for him. I was just thinking of the way my daughter acts with her nieces, with her cousins, when they argue over toys and they fight while they're playing. I was just rolling. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Two, I agree with you. The split government is the best thing for the people because they got to do that dirty C word that nobody likes to do in Washington. And three, I wrote him in here in Lawrence, but did Gil Fulbright win anything?
Gil Fulbright did not win anything last night. But
and it was an uncontested vote that I did. So,
but keep in mind, just because he didn't win last night doesn't mean that Gil Fulbright is not a man of the people and that he can't make a comeback someday.
Yes, I'm going to get signs made for him.
Okay.
I'm a friend who makes signs, and I'm going to try to convince him to make a sign that says "And Scott Parks."
Oh.
And we'll put it by the Melissa Etheridge sign there in Leavenworth for you.
Well, I just think it's a crime that I'm not recognized like Melissa Etheridge is at the entrance to Leavenworth.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family.
That's Gil Fulbright. He is a man of the people. He did not win anything last night, but we are still holding out hope for 2020.
I looked this up because the states always confuse me because I forget. In 2015, I'd forgotten about this. The city of Wichita voted to decriminalize cannabis in their city.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, knocked down possession to, I think, a $50 fine. Didn't Lawrence do the same thing?
Yes.
I'm almost positive Lawrence did the same thing.
Yes.
But there is no legality whatsoever for medicinal in Kansas, if I'm reading this right.
You're absolutely right. There is no medicinal marijuana statute in the state of Kansas.
Kansas does not abide by that crap. How long till the number of routine traffic stops along state line roads triple?
Sure.
Well, keep in mind, this is medicinal marijuana, Rod. This isn't
legal. I understand that.
Well, I mean, it's not like just because medicinal marijuana has been legalized, all of a sudden marijuana is going to be everywhere. It's been everywhere.
I understand that. Absolutely.
Here's the good news.
However, if someone has a medical marijuana card and marijuana on their person driving in a car, then they're not in the state of Missouri.
Right.
They're not going to be arrested for that.
I just heard from
but
Kelly.
But if they cross that state line with that same card and amount of marijuana, they're going to jail.
She says, yes, she can prescribe medicinal marijuana if you get it filled in Missouri.
You have to fill it in Missouri.
Hey, unrelated note, can I have her number?
No.
This is the best news all day. Now, Governor-elect Kelly, which makes me so happy to say that, Governor-elect Kelly in several of the debates discussed this and said a well-regulated medical cannabis system will cut healthcare costs and offer a treatment alternative to opioids. Quoting here, we know from our hospice work and from opioid abuse, there is a real use for medical marijuana.
This is from the
Your
incoming
new
governor.
Incoming governor.
Good.
Wants this.
Good. I'm glad I voted for her. 576-7798. Kansas City, Missouri also. I don't know if Kansas City, Missouri decriminalized it as much as they severely lowered the penalties.
I think it's $50 again or something like that, and they let you. It's now just not.
Yeah. David in Belton. Hello, David.
Yeah.
Hi.
I got a question, and I don't know the answer, but maybe somebody else does. Now that medical marijuana is legal in Missouri, does that mean that insurance companies will be paying for it?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, David.
Like you would with a copay on
opioids,
traditional pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Somebody writes in, that's exactly what it means, Parks. Have you not been to a state with medical marijuana? It's out there like candy. Listen, Texter, 91, or check that, 0119. It's out there right now like candy, even in the state of Kansas.
But in California, like I went to Venice Beach one day just to people watch, and if you've never done that, you'd put that on your bucket list. There are signs everywhere, these little green signs that say, come in here for your medical card. And they are actively recruiting you to come in to get your card. Mm-hmm. I mean, pick what's wrong with you, Scott. Sure. Most people say anxiety. I have an anxiety disorder.
Okay.
You know what? Prove I don't.
Oh, no, you do.
Well, I'm just saying to the government, prove I don't have an anxiety disorder. You can't.
576-7798, 576-7798.
Hey, head on into Volkswagen Elise Summit. Test drive that Atlas, the Tiguan. If you want something a little bit smaller, the Jetta is a great option for you. They have the most incredibly low-priced leases on those little Jettas. But if you're looking for something bigger, that Atlas, something that doesn't drive like a big clunky SUV and doesn't look like a minivan, ask to see that Atlas. You're going to love the way it drives. You're going to love the safety features, that phenomenal backup camera that works whether you want it to or not. And let me give you an example. I was backing out of my driveway the other day, and there was a car, and I was waiting for the car. When the car passed, that SUV slammed on the brakes. It slammed on the brakes. I didn't slam on the brakes. It did it for me. It's really a cool safety feature, and I love that when you think about all of the things that could be behind your car when you're backing up. Pets, God forbid, toddlers, that backup camera is amazing. The side impact alert system is amazing. If there's someone driving in your blind spot, the car will let you know. Check out Volkswagen Elise Summit. Head on in. Ask to see that Atlas. Volkswagen Elise Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. Or check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com. Real quick, the Springfield news leader kind of broke down a timeline, if you're curious about medicinal in Missouri, okay? It's going to be a while. The Secretary of State's office first has to certify the results. That doesn't happen until the end of November, okay? Amendment 2 will take effect technically December 6th. Amendment 2 technically goes into effect 30 days from the date of the election. That is Thursday, December 6th. Even Missouri activists who've been interested in this for years say that in the days following the election, you will not be able to call your doctor and get this done. Even if, as it is expected, this amendment takes effect December 6th, your license application process will likely not be ready for about 180 days out, Scott. They're saying around July 6th, the state must be ready to accept license applications. That's from providers like doctors who want to prescribe it, I believe, and for patients who want it.
Yeah.
And that's July 6th. With all of these things, it will be the latter half of 2019 before anyone is licensed.
Rod, we need to open up a head shop, shop right now in Missouri.
Yeah.
Just get ready because it's all going to get legalized.
And then do they go to, do you get it at a pharmacy like you would anything else?
Dana, I don't know. I don't know. I guess. I mean, if it's prescribed, it's medicinal marijuana. It's medicine.
There'll be medical dispensaries, just like in those other places. The big green cross, you go there.
Get your weed.
I want four joints and a jar of marinara sauce.
Richard in Olathe. Hello, Richard.
I don't know if I would want marinara sauce, but...
I don't know that I've ever heard you laugh in all the years you've called into this show.
Well, you know, Rod has a way of doing that to you.
Right.
Hey, now I would caution people that get these marijuana cards because all the dispensaries, when you go in there, you get, they look at your driver's license, and you can't even go into the dispensary until you forego all the ID checks and stuff like that. And I don't know if you've ever been to a dispensary, but it's actually weird. It's kind of like a jewelry store, you know, with all the glass counters with all your products in there. And so you go in, you give your license. And you basically, you get registered, like in Colorado, you get registered in that state. And you actually get a number that goes with that license.
Yep.
And so every time that you buy something, you get a sticker that goes onto that package. And it's all printed out and everything.
It's called a with tax your stamp.
Yeah, the package.
It's called a tax stamp.
That the stuff comes in. And it basically, it has your name, your number on it. Your driver's license, all that information and everything. Now, think about that, people, especially you gun owners. What do you sign when you purchase a weapon? You sign something saying that you don't use illicit drugs. And now, if you're in there buying marijuana, you've just perjured yourself. And there's been several people already that have lost their guns.
Richard, first of
God
all,
God forbid.
For somebody who's so anti-marijuana, you know a lot about dispensaries.
I'm not anti-marijuana
at
all.
Okay.
I think every adult ought to be able to put in their body whatever they want to put in there. And when you kill yourself or you end up in a mental institution or something, don't ask me for money. That's all I ask.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, you're on your own. Take care of yourself. I don't care what you do to yourself.
Okay.
You
know? Okay. Real quick, we got to get to the news. You know, there are other ways to get a gun in America legally than going to a gun dealer, right?
You cannot use illegal substances and own a gun. You can't. That's the federal law.
Well, if it's medicinal marijuana, it's been legalized, it's not illegal.
There is no legal marijuana at the federal level.
I understand that.
Let me just read, Richard, okay, let me just clarify, because I looked it up.
Now, you sound
let me
angry.
Just let
you
me just look
sound
it up.
So angry.
The Schedule I classification, which is ridiculous.
I agree.
The Schedule I classification has caused real problems for gun owners in states that have legalized its use for medicinal purposes, because the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives defines anyone with a medical marijuana prescription as an admitted drug user,
which is silly,
prohibited by definition from owning, possessing, or using a firearm. In some states, federal law enforcement officers have threatened to go after either gun owners with a prescription or firearms dealers or private sellers who dare to sell them guns.
Newsroom, Carol, sorry.
Wow, that thanks was, a
wow.
lot.
I wasn't looking, and that's old habit. Newsroom will stare it.
Thank you. Change at the top of the Justice Department. More next.
Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation and do it now. They will come out. They will winterize your irrigation system. They will put in phenomenal, beautiful, gorgeous landscaping, which they did for us, by the way, last year heading into the winter months. They ripped out all of our old, ratty, awful landscaping and put in a beautiful, new, clean landscaping design that really, really complements the house. And they did that on a couple of days where the snow was actually flying. So yes, if you're wondering, they still work year-round, especially if you are thinking about a fire pit, patio, fireplace, that kind of thing. They will do all of that work during the winter months with an A+ BBB rating, by the way. Give my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation a call now. Get on the schedule now. Go to lightning-landscape.com for your free consultation or call now 913-441-3900, 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com.
Just past 3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom, I'm Will Starrett.
One day after Democrats won control of the House in the midterms, President Trump asking for Jeff Sessions' resignation as Attorney General. Sessions had recused himself from the Russia probe and handed it over to the DOJ's second-in-command, Rod Rosenstein, but now that's changed too.
In a tweet, President Trump announced the departure of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, writing, quote, "We are pleased to announce that Matthew G. Whitaker, Chief of Staff to Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the Department of Justice, will become our new Acting Attorney General of the United States." Whitaker, who had previously said that the Mueller investigation has gone too far, has not recused himself, and now, as acting AG, will oversee the Mueller probe. Lana Zak, ABC News, the White House.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer calling the move suspicious.
Protecting Mueller and his investigation is paramount.
Rosenstein is reportedly at the White House this hour, but it's being called a previously scheduled meeting. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:33.
The trees are so gorgeous right now, that explosion of fall color. And I've been telling everybody, if you are even thinking about a move, head out to Cottonwood Canyon. They have just opened up the final phase of lots overlooking one of the signature holes on the golf course out there. The view is stunning. Hands down, just absolutely stunning on those lots between holes 2 and 3. The roads are paved. The infrastructure is in. All you have to do is go choose your lot, and they will start building your dream home with award-winning designers, by the way, out at Cottonwood Canyon. That brand-new golf club is a quick stroll from your front porch with an award-winning restaurant. The major part of that overall clubhouse opens really within a matter of days. It is so new and so beautiful. You are going to go out there and say, how did I miss this memo? Cottonwood Canyon, go take a look for your private tour. A limited number of lots and homes available. 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Colder air coming our way and chances for rain and snow. Fair weather for the rest of today and as the night goes on. High temperature mid-40s, overnight low at 32, and we're only climbing to the upper 30s on Thursday, watching this system coming our way. Increasing our chance for a bit of a rain-snow mix Thursday morning, switching to all rain for most of the afternoon, and then we may switch to some snow Thursday evening into parts of Thursday night. An inch or so of snow a possibility. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
45 downtown, 44 Blue Springs. It's 45 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app. Take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Five, 7-6-7-7-9-8.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want.
Someone wrote in, and I believe this to be true, that people who hold commercial driver's licenses are subject to disqualification if CDLs. They have a if they have a medical marijuana card, whatever. What if you hold a CDL and you have severe, let's say, PTSD, okay, and you are given for that Zoloft or Xanax? Can you have a CDL license, CBD license? Can you have a CDL license if you are legally prescribed something to handle your PTSD?
I have no idea.
Because
I haven't had a CDL in 20 years.
You do realize the hypocrisy if they would allow that, but they're going to say, we'll fire you for medical marijuana prescription.
In all fairness, do you feel that it is a hypocrisy for a company to say you can go home and get drunk every night and still work here?
Yeah.
But if we find out you smoke a cigarette, you don't work here no more.
Correct. I would agree with you. And hospitals
do that. That's hypocrisy to me.
Yes.
However,
what company would do that, Rod?
Hospitals.
Every company.
All of this one does.
Well, where they get you is with the insurance question.
Mm-hmm.
But hospitals, if they will help you with a cessation program, and then if you do not cessate, they can fire you.
Yeah, there's many companies that say you cannot work here and smoke cigarettes, which is legal to do in every state. However, they don't like it. So a private company can say, I don't care what your doctor says, if you're going to...
If you're going to touch
the devil's lettuce, then you're not coming back here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what's funny. I've got 50 texts in front of me from CDL people. They all say something different. Some of them are saying, no, you may not have Xanax or any other similar medication. Someone is saying, yes, it's allowed as long as it's legally prescribed pharmaceutical. I have a CDL, you cannot take it. I have a CDL, you can.
Tracy in Liberty. Hello, Tracy. Y'all might want to retake that test. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, on a side note, Dana, I also was introduced to CBD oil about 4 or 5 months ago. Love it.
Good, good, good.
Love, love, love it. But I started using it. I started vaping it.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what you do. It's amazing. Okay. From what I understand on the medical marijuana, again, Dana touched on this a little bit ago. You don't. The last thing I'm going to do is go to my family doctor to ask for a prescription. You go to the dispensary. There's a doctor there, or whatever they call them. I don't know what they're called there, but they can prescribe it for you, and then you just get it filled right there. So I don't have to see my real family doctor to let her know that I want to do this.
Got it.
All right.
So, not that hard to get.
Okay, from the text you pothead. Line, from the text line, I take Zoloft for depression and hold a CDL with passenger endorsement. Also from the text line, no, you cannot. You cannot have a CDL with PTSD.
You truck drivers don't know
you
what you're talking
about. You truck drivers
about.
Are split right down the middle. Yes, you can. No, you can't.
Jeff in Topeka. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My son is a lead grower at a fairly large grow operation in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
What's a lead grower? You're in charge or what?
Yes, he's in charge. He clones plants, basically runs the place. Lead grower. Okay. Anyway, head grower, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, some of the, and they refer to it as cannabis and not marijuana. Marijuana actually in that industry has somewhat of a derogatory term going back to the country of Mexico. So it's always cannabis when you're talking to them. Anyway, and some of the cannabis that they grow, and I've been to their grow before, had a tour of it. Anyway, some of it that they grow and harvest is so potent they have to wear surgical gloves so it doesn't get into their bloodstream. And most of that cannabis goes to the CBD industry. Now, in Colorado, if you have a medical marijuana card, go to a dispensary. There's a separate room that you can go into and buy your cannabis with your medical marijuana card. It's the exact same product on the recreational side. The only difference is it's taxed at a cheaper rate.
But I want a prescription.
Yep. It's the same product. I'll guarantee it because I've been there, done that.
How do you feel about your son growing marijuana? You obviously sound like you're a middle-aged man. Is that fair to say?
I'm 64.
Okay.
I have no problem with it. As a matter of fact, Dana, he's a Seaman high school graduate.
Hey, what? Go Vikings!
Yeah, anyway.
Go Trojans!
He hated that school. He told me one time when he was in school, he said, the only time I like Seaman High School is when I see it in my rearview mirror. Anyway, no, I have no problem with it. He makes a lot of money. He's 28 years old. And you had made a comment earlier, Scott, to Rod, that, hey, you guys ought to open up a head shop.
Yes, I was the one who said that. Rod and I should open up a head shop.
Well, in order to do that, you would need a minimum of $1 million.
Oh, I bet.
There, my son's grow operation, he's not the owner, but he's basically the manager of the place, and they do own their own dispensary. Any cannabis that's sold in Colorado has to be grown there. So I don't know how that's going to work in Missouri. They cannot import it from other states.
Really?
Anyway.
It's illegal in other states.
They're electric bill at my son's grow averages about $25,000 a month. Their nutrients, the fertilizers they use, because it's all organic, averages around $20,000 a month.
By so, nutrients and fertilizer, do you mean LSD?
No. The fertilizer they use on the plants and what have you.
I'm kidding.
You know they're making a hell of a lot of money when they've got expenses like that, not to mention paying their employees. And
Well, real quick, Jeff, then we got to get moving on to everybody else, but you said your son is 28 years old and, quote, makes a lot of money. How much does your son make?
A lot.
Six figures?
Close to it.
Close to six figures. All right, man. Cindy in Grandview. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, my point is, you know, if I take two Benadryl, I am down for the count. But people think it's funny at work. So they've got Benadryl. You got allergies, and I'm nodding off, sleepy, and no one says anything about that. But if I would have medical marijuana, I would not show that kind of lethargy, tiredness.
Cindy, real quick, do you mean Benadryl or do you mean Ambien?
No, Benadryl for allergies, just over the counter, 25 milligrams.
Okay, but you said it's worse than CBD, is that right?
In my system, if I take it.
But CBD is legal. We're not talking
about... And she brings up a good point, though, Scott. All of these things do different things for different people. I have a friend who tried the roller and then tried a gummy bear and was like, I got nothing.
I took the gummy bear. It didn't do anything for me.
You took one, didn't do anything.
I take the oil now.
You took the oil and it does.
Yes.
And so you got to kind of, first of all, you got to find someone who knows what they're doing as they're selling it, who's knowledgeable, who can tell you based on your particular ailment, this is for you or this isn't for you. And they have creams for back pain if you want it. But some of it works and some of it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And, I have one woman I know. It works great for her. Her husband didn't feel a thing.
Okay. James in the Northland. Hello, James.
Jake,
sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, on that whole CDL aspect of everything, the way all that's set up is it can become legal on state level, but we're all controlled on the federal level through FMCSA, or Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And they're the ones that set the guidelines for the drug testing and everything like that. So until it becomes legal on a federal level, we're not allowed to touch it. But like you were saying with the hypocrisy of everything, it is. You can use whatever medication you're prescribed as long as you have a prescription for it, as long as you're not on a shift.
Got it.
Okay. Breaking news this afternoon, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has just departed the White House hours after the president fired Jeff Sessions. We have no word yet on what that means regarding Rod Rosenstein's future with the Department of Justice. In fact, there is video of him standing outside in the parking lot at the White House, presumably waiting for either someone or his car to arrive. And he seems quite happy. He's smiling, joking with people as they walk by. But Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein spent roughly 45 minutes in the White House. He has just exited the White House. No word on his future, but this comes 2 hours after the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, was fired today by the President of the United States.
You know, I've been telling you, my good guys at CM Mose and Son, they're not only in the business of selling, servicing, supplying your generator, which they've been doing for 65 years here in the Kansas City area, but they are also your one-stop shop for heating, cooling, and electrical. They actually came out this week to our home and did an airflow test on our heating and cooling system, because in the summer it was stifling upstairs, it was freezing downstairs. We are clearly losing energy somewhere, and they are going to help us find that, actually plug the holes where we are losing heating and cooling, depending on what time of the year we're in. And it's very important as a homeowner to know. When they came in, I said, why is this like this? If you have a house that's 20 years old, 30 years old or more, a lot of the technology that was in place when they built those homes isn't the best, but there are some things that they can do at CM Mose and Son to actually help plug the holes and save you in energy costs. They will come out and do that. They will come out and install your generator ahead of the winter season with winter storms and all the good stuff that brings. Call them now for an appointment. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoseandson.com.
You can weigh in on anything you want involving yesterday's election or the firing today of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. It is an open door today. I don't know what race you might have been interested in.
We haven't even touched on bingo. Hello?
Well, duh. Did it pass?
It did.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
We can all move forward.
Oh, my God. What would we have done if it didn't?
I don't know.
Jeez. So 576-7798, if there is a race in particular that you found fascinating, I can't believe that person won, I can't believe that person lost. Medical marijuana passed overwhelmingly in Missouri. Claire McCaskill is out. Chris Kobach is rumored to potentially be the next Attorney General of the United States, replacing Jeff Sessions, who was fired 2 hours ago. Rod Rosenstein has just left the White House. We have no idea what that meeting was about.
We have 1,000 truck drivers on the text line arguing over whether or not you can have Xanax. Text from a Department of Transportation medical examiner. Xanax is on a case-by-case basis. It must not be your main way to control PTSD or anxiety. You must present with a letter from a psychiatrist that the condition is controlled and treated. You may drive on meds like Zoloft and Prozac, as they are non-sedating.
Let's go to the phones. Chad in Kansas City. Chad, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I'm a CDL driver, and I have cancer, stage 3 cancer.
Oh, I'm so and sorry.
No, I'm doing well.
Good.
You might want to pull over, though. Somebody's behind you.
thanks. Actually, I was prescribed Marinol, which is made from marijuana, the way my oncologist explained it to me. And when I went in for my annual DOT physical, you know, they explained to me that that's absolutely not going to be allowed. It's an automatic disqualification, and I won't pass my physical just for that drug alone. And then several other of my cancer drugs, you know, that are pain meds and stuff like that, there's no exceptions made.
So what happens then, Chad? Do you go on medical disability?
Well, I'll be, you know, for those that don't have an employer that's understanding, I, you know, my heart feels for them because, you know, that's got to be a real struggle. Luckily, I have an employer that's been very, very good to me and have made all kinds of exceptions. But I don't know what you would do if you don't have an employer that that doesn't deal with that. You know, I work for a construction company, so we don't only drive. You know, it's just a byproduct of the job.
But if you need that medicine. Clearly you do. Stage 3 cancer, Chad. You need the medicine, but you can't work with the medicine. I'm hoping that for most people there's some type of, you know, short-term disability waiver or medical waiver where they can't just come in and fire you for that.
Well, no, you can't lose your job. But, you know, if when it comes to short-term disability, you know, that's an income-based thing that you have to file through the state of Missouri. Yeah. And you know, that depends on what your wife makes or your whatever your situation is at home. And, you know, in my case, that wouldn't have worked. You know, those... The guidelines for making disability is, you know, they're pretty high as far as, you know, they don't take just anybody for that. So,
we wish you well, Chad. Seriously.
Thank you.
All right. Be good, brother. We'll take him cold. Rod to step out. Line 2. Don't be crazy. You are on the air.
Hi.
Are
go
you
ahead.
Me to talk?
Yeah. Okay. Good. Line 3. Don't be crazy. You are on the air. Hello. Line 3, hello. Line 3, you're on the air.
No, they're not. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now, because we're almost late for the news anyway. What in Sam Hill? We're supposed to get snow tomorrow?
Yes. Tomorrow morning.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, yes.
No.
Yes. In fact, I believe
isn't even November 8th. We're not even at the first full week of November until the end of today. No.
Overnight low tonight, 31. Chance of snow tonight, and then... The overnight low Friday into Saturday is going to be 18 degrees. I'm so sorry.
It might be the only thing I hate more than Chris Kobach. Snow. It's a toss-up.
Okay.
No.
Why are you coming in here? You just want to tell us something during the news. All right, let's try line 2 again.
Let's
line
not.
2, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead real quick, because we got to get to the news.
Hey, real quick. Hey, listen, long-time listener, first-time caller, love you guys' show.
God bless you.
I voted for Trump, not. I did not vote for Trump. I voted for Johnson two years ago.
Okay.
I'm an older gentleman, almost 50. I used to be a staunch Democrat. I just try to vote for the best person. I just wish this country would be more unified than divided.
Okay, it's always been like this, though. Maybe not this bad, but it's always been like this. Everybody says, let's unify. Nobody ever really does want to unify. They just don't. I think America likes hating itself. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned at the president's request. I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News. That story's coming up.
You know, we started sleeping better the second that brooklinen.com box came to our door. Brooklinen.com. What are you waiting for? If you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift for someone, it's brooklinen.com. Give the gift of luxury bedding. Luxury bedding without the luxury price. You are going to love. They are so soft. They come in a variety of cool colors. I just got my daughter a duvet cover from brooklinen.com. The best thing you're going to love is the price. The absolute most affordable luxury sheets without the luxury price.
A lot of people don't know this. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. They have 15,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen sheets named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. This is luxury bedding underpriced. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. They're so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.